Hello, my fellow survivors, victims, and practitioners of recreational violence. This is the Surviving White Belt podcast. Your shoulder to cry on after the 200-pound gym buddy has been cross-facing you for 5 minutes straight. Your crutch to lean on when that skinny blue belt has been leg-locking you again and again every time he could find your foot. But most importantly, it's your place to ask questions, share stories, and realize that you're not the only one struggling. The goal of Surviving White Belt is to help you stay on the path and enjoy the beauty of jiu-jitsu. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning back into the Surviving White Belt podcast. Today, we're going to look into the topic of competing in jiu-jitsu and how it can help you improve your game. First off, I get that competing is not for everyone, especially when it's in a full contact sport. And I can absolutely relate to that. When I started my journey 5 years ago, I was absolutely sure that I would not compete and just train for the fun of it. Less than half a year later, I found myself competing at the IBJJF Rome Fall Open as a zero-stripe white belt for the first time ever. What a stupid move. I just had relocated to Innsbruck and started training at this gym that was going to organize a trip to Rome with a few competitors, making it somewhat of a cool jiu-jitsu road trip. So I thought, cool, yeah, why not make some new friends and just join. I signed up for the fun of it, registered, and paid my IBJJF license and the tournament's registration fee, which cost me around 150 euros or maybe even more, only to learn that the coach had not registered the team in time, so I would be the only one competing there. Great. My coach still went to support because his master was there to compete at the European Championships taking place at the same time. So at least my coach was going to be there. The problem now was that I needed to lose around 2.5 kilos of weight in less than a week, because I was told to choose the lower weight class as it was going to be much easier that way. Cool. So I just started training 5 or 6 months ago. I did not really have a game plan or really know any techniques. And on top of that, I needed to lose some weight as well. Awesome. Now I have to start watching my calorie intake while trying to learn some basic jiu-jitsu moves as well as the rules, while also traveling for work and having to fly from Vienna to Rome just to compete in a sport that I had just started in. Still, I was absolutely hyped, and I remember that there was this kind of cabbage soup diet that my dad once did in order to lose some weight. Being a little overweight back then as well, I had to try it, and it actually worked. So I cooked myself a few liters of this cabbage soup for the week and ate just that until I went for my business trip. Unfortunately, I gave in to a Korean rice bowl on the airport just before going to Rome. So when I got to check my weight again after arriving at the hotel, I saw that I still had to lose about a kilo after that rice bowl. And of course, I made myself a hot bath and then made sure I'd be covered up like hell in order to properly sweat through my sleep. All the while, of course, being super anxious about the whole situation, not being sure if I was gonna be able to make weight or even remember one single move. That night, of course, was not really the most restful one either. As a little side info, competing in an IBJJF tournament means that you are being weighed in right before you step on the mat for your fight. If you're competing in the gi, you're being weighed with your gi and belt on. So when I went to the venue to weigh myself on the official scale, having had minimal amounts of water the night before and also in the morning, I was still 500 grams over about 1 hour before the match. For sure, you can imagine how great that feeling is, especially when paired with a medium-high level of anxiety about my first ever competition. I went to work and tried to sweat some of the excess water out without spending too much energy. 20 minutes before the weigh-in, I was still 200 grams over. So together with my coach, we went outside the gym to lose the excess water. He had me do runs, burpees, and all kinds of exhausting exercises to get the water running. After 10 minutes of a high-intensity workout, I managed to lose about 250 grams and was cleared for the fight. You can probably imagine how it went. I suffered through the full 5 minutes of it, even almost having a good collar choke in, but in the end, the guy won like 10-0, and I felt like I was gonna lose my arms. I held onto those lapels for basically 5 minutes straight, and now with all of the adrenaline being gone, my arms were burning like hell. Luckily, in an IBJJF tournament, if you lose, you don't have another fight. What's even better though, is that if you share third place in a four-man bracket, you still get a bronze medal. And that's the story of how I won my first and potentially last ever IBJJF medal and spent a bunch of money for a week of anxiety and 5 minutes of fighting. After all, and in retrospect, I still did enjoy the experience. Sure, literally every aspect of it could have been much better, but just the feeling of accomplishment, of cutting the weight to be able to compete in the first place, going there and stepping on the mat and just doing something that not everybody's capable of doing, that feeling is something so powerful and unique that I would really recommend it to anybody. Maybe not necessarily in the way that I did it, but definitely together with your team, make it a fun trip and have specific goals and a game plan that you want to execute. If I would change three things about my first competition, besides the team aspect, as going with a bunch of friends as opposed to alone is always more fun, this would be what I would do differently when first competing. Number one, don't cut weight. Sure, if you're 1 week out and 200 grams heavier than is the limit to the next lower weight class, you should probably think about losing some extra grams. But if you're somewhere in the middle of your weight class and you're not comfortable with your ability to lose weight, just don't do it. Having to cut weight just adds extra stress, and while for some fighters it's kind of a rite of passage and therefore part of the game, this shouldn't be something to focus on for your first fight. You're probably going to be worried about a thousand things anyways, so don't add this very stressful factor to your list if you don't have to. Number 2. Have a game plan and study it. If you want to be winning tournaments, it's probably best to come up with a game plan and practice it tenaciously. When I had my first competition at Blue Belt, I fought against this Dutch guy Bart Dubbeldam in Berlin. He footlocked me within 60-something seconds and I turned up in a highlight reel on Instagram. 2 weeks later, I went to compete in Amsterdam. Second fight, my leg still taped because of that Bart guy in Berlin. I step on the mat with Bart again. This time, 45 seconds. Same move as 2 weeks ago, just even better execution. That day, Bart took out everybody in his blue belt gi division with the same move and then went on to beat a black belt in the no-gi division via heel hook in 15 seconds, with almost the same setup that he had practiced on us in the gi. Bart has gone to become the no-gi vice world champion at purple belt about 1.5 years later, and luckily I can now call him a friend, so I asked him how he prepared and what he told me is that he had just had a game plan that he had practiced meticulously and he tried to execute it. And that's one of the most interesting aspects about competing. In many cases, you will have to test your A game against others who will do the same. This way, the lacks and gaps in your game will become evident quite quickly. People like Bart use competition to try out what they have learned to see if it works outside the training room. If they want to win a competition, they will most likely focus on a very narrow part of their game and make sure they perfect it. Of course, the higher the level, the more well-rounded your game should be. But in the beginning, it's enough to have one good sequence. You just have to make sure it works every time, or be able to deal with the consequences if it fails. Anyways, preparation is key, and whatever you want to take from a competition, make sure to be prepared for it and create a game plan. If you aren't sure what you should do, talk to your coaches a few weeks out, ideally sooner rather than later. The earlier you ask or start preparing, the easier it is to establish and refine your game plan. That leads me to the third aspect I would have changed in my first competition and something that I've actually started to implement recently, and that's to enter each competition with a specific goal. I took this advice from Ibra, chef trainer at Roots Collective, who told me to enter each competition with a certain measurable and obtainable goal for myself. In the past, I got really anxious before each competition. Sleeping up until a week prior to fighting would already be a bit difficult. Thinking about the fights would make my heart rate speed up and I would be running images through my head of myself fighting and often losing. This has become much better over time, and when I entered the last tournament with a simple goal of just practicing my stand-up a few weeks ago, it was completely gone. Instead, it had even changed into a positive feeling alongside real excitement about being able to practice my stand-up game in a competition environment. And even though I did not get more than another bronze in a four-man bracket, I really enjoyed the matches, as I was really trying to play top game as much as possible and I did not pull guard once. So, even though I lost two out of my three matches, it felt like an overall win because I did something that was outside of my comfort zone and I followed my game plan until I didn't and then ended up giving away opportunity for second place. All of that showed me again how important it is to create and follow a game plan and come up with certain micro goals that allow you to appreciate yourself. Even if you did not manage to get a gold medal or even win one fight, your goal could be something like, I will try at least one takedown in all of my matches. This is a goal that is completely in your hands and does not require a positive outcome, like a takedown in this case, as long as you have just tried. Sure, if somebody pulls guard straight away without giving you the opportunity to shoot, then that sucks, but it's not your fault and you don't have to blame yourself for not following your game plan. Oftentimes, we blame ourselves after losses and come up with excuses or ideas of what we should have done better, and while analyzing what needs to be improved, complaining and lamenting about it is not gonna help. Been there and done that. It's not helpful. Figure out what did not work, be happy that you competed in the first place, and work on what you've learned. This way, each competition brings much better learnings and opportunities than if we're just unhappy about having lost. Each loss can present a massive learning, and while winning feels better, of course, in the end, we're all doing jiu-jitsu because we want to improve and learn how to get better. And in my opinion, competition provides a really good and instant feedback on how good your techniques work in a high-pressure situation and what you should work on next. Even though competitions do look rough and are usually more intense than a casual Saturday morning roll, statistically, it is safer for a beginner to compete than to train. A 2019 study indicates that for a novice jiu-jitsu practitioner, the risk of being injured in training versus competition are 55 to 45%, meaning that for a beginner, it is 10% likelier to be injured during training than while competing. While for advanced athletes, the statistic drastically switches to 34% in training versus 66% during competition. That kind of makes sense as the amount of submissions thrown at higher levels are much higher, and there are also some more dangerous submissions like knee bars and heel hooks that can result in injury quite easily and do so also pretty regularly in high level competitions. So for beginners, that's good news. And even though talking about injuries is never fun, it looks like competition can often be less dangerous than the training. Of course, that also heavily depends on your training environment as well as the respective competition rule set as well. In general, even though I did get some minor injuries from some of my fights, I would say that it's not more dangerous than rolling with a lot of ego and not wanting to tap to a superior grappler, because usually that is where most injuries come from, not wanting to tap when we've already been defeated. Make sure to work on that in the training room rather than during competition, because usually that is where most of the injuries come from, not wanting to tap when we've already been defeated. Make sure to work on that in the training room rather than during competition, because there the intensity is definitely higher and can result in pretty annoying injuries when tapping too slowly. Again, been there, done that. If that was not clear until now, I would definitely recommend any grappling practitioner to compete, as compared to striking, the risk of injury is significantly lower and the outcome is equally rewarding. Getting yourself out of your comfort zone and challenging yourself is mentally extremely beneficial, and if you set your goals right, you can get the best outcomes out of any competition you join. If you can, try to go with your team and make it a nice trip with friends that can result in fun whether or not you win. It's also smart to compete in a tournament that offers a round-robin format, meaning that you will fight everybody from your bracket at least once. That often leads to 3 to 5 fights minimum and up to 8 per class. If you go to grappling industries events, for example, you can do gi and no gi, often resulting in 8 to 10 fights in one tournament, while at IBJJF, you're out after losing one. Especially in the beginning, everything is about gaining experience and having good examples on what to work on. So the more fights you have, the more data for analysis you will have later on. And that's what competition is for me. A testing ground to try things out and collect data on what works, what doesn't, and how to get myself to a mental state that allows me to be the best version of myself. That's it for today. If you have any more questions regarding competition, let me know. Thanks for tuning in again. Enjoy your time on the mats, and until next time.